What do you think of that?
I think that's totally gay.
Type in monkey dick in the Yahoo podcast search, and we come up number one. That's right.
Here's what I'm going to say in retort, in rebuttal.
Yeah, your ass called, and he says, stop sticking cocks in it.
Sword. Sword fight.
Sword.
Yeah, I had like a fluid-filled pus ball.
Am I keeping you up? Sorry.
No, I was...
Shut up.
Well, and I couldn't agree with more with Dr.
Tooth Fairy John, Santa Claus, Easter Bunny.
Do you even pay attention to your own crap?
I listen to my own crap.
No, don't listen.
I do listen.
You're not. You just yap, and you don't even listen to it.
I do.
I listen.
So if you're ever looking for our podcast, type in Monkey Dick.
You're listening to Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 53, part one of a three-part podcast. Hi, Scott.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm all right.
How was your weekend?
It was really nice.
Yeah?
Well, sort of.
Except for that sunburn you got.
Can you see the solar flares coming off my forehead, man?
I can.
It hurts so goddamn much to, like, wrinkle my brow. Or smile, or do anything, it's so tight, it feels like it's going to crack.
That's brutal. And the heat just coming off, man.
Oh, it's giving me a headache. It hurts so much.
How do you let this happen? You're 40 years old. You've had the life experience. How do you let something like this happen?
You know, I don't know. You never think it's really going to be that bad when you're sitting out watching a ball game.
But wait a minute. It happened Saturday.
Well, yeah.
And you were just a little burned. And then you did it again today.
I think the whole... Because
it was cooler today?
Yeah, it was cooler. So Saturday...
Yeah, I've heard that. The temperature has an effect on the ultraviolet rays.
I was conducting a scientific experiment.
And your conclusions?
I was trying to see if I could get my head so hot that it turns into a sun and then eventually goes supernova and then turns into a black hole.
Right. Well, you already have the black hole. That's at the other end.
You would know.
Light doesn't even escape that, John.
Tongue down there.
Sound does, though.
No, it doesn't.
And stench.
No.
Sound and stench. But light doesn't. It's because where the sun doesn't shine, John.
It is a black hole. I was watching something interesting today. History of some of our greatest scientists.
Who are some of our greatest scientists? Is this...
what the hell is that?
Are you speaking in...
What's coming
in
out of you?
Humanity or America's greatest scientists?
Humanity.
And who are some of our greatest scientists, John?
Galileo.
Galileo, yes.
Sir Isaac Newton.
Isaac Newton. He was a crackpot, too. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a loony
manic. Yeah, somebody would disagree with one of his findings, and he'd start crying and throw his pen down. And what did he want to do? He wanted to. He was part of like some sort of royal scientific academy,
right? The Priory of Sion.
No, not that.
No,
something else. But anyways, and then Albert Einstein and Stephen Hawking.
Well, the thing about Newton is, I think that guy was like an idiot savant because there are stories about him walking into his own home and he'd mix stuff up. Like he'd put his hat on the hat rack and he'd put his umbrella where he was supposed to put his coat.
Yeah.
And then that would confuse him. And then he'd walk in a corner and he'd stand in the corner until somebody came in and said, Sir Isaac, what gives? Come listen to the new Punky. And then that would get him out of the corner.
Really?
The new Punky
they
is out, Sir Isaac.
Podcasts back then?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Via Canon string?
Mm-hmm.
That's out of sight. But it was a really interesting program. It was on the Science Channel, as a matter of fact. One of my favorites. Imagine that.
Yeah.
huh. And
so what did you learn?
All I learned is that these guys kind of like played off of each other's theories and mathematical equations to, you know, further, you know, scientific research findings, you know, whatever the hell you call
so
it.
So wait a minute, the process evolved or that they had adversaries that they, at the time that they were doing their work?
It evolved. I think, you know, like, to me, it seems that all the answers are there. Logic is always there, but it's just not discovered yet. And it takes some sort of, it elicits some sort of emotional response to discover that stuff. So these guys were they were ultra nerds, totally motivated and challenged to come up with these answers.
It's a very interesting thought, John, and one that I've spent innumerable hours on. What you just stated when you said that things are out there already, they're just waiting to be discovered. And then the human mind builds on other thoughts that other people had, and they finally come to these conclusions and discover these immutable facts of the universe.
Right.
Right. Now, I wrote a groundbreaking paper in philosophy.
Here we go.
Where, and I don't know if you know, Paul McCartney of the Beatles.
Oh,
who just
got
divorced from
his... Oh, I remember this, you tell me.
One-legged this. Wife.
Yeah. What's her name, Eileen?
You mean Irene.
Oh, she's Chinese?
Yeah, she's Chinese.
Oh.
Irene.
That's out of sight. What did the taxi driver say to his one-legged wife?
Hop along now.
I thought he said hop in.
Oh.
Hop along now.
That was after she paid him.
Oh, thank you. Hop along.
But now, getting back to Sir Paul McCartney, who, first of all, like, she's going to do better than Paul McCartney? No, I don't think so. So she was just in it for half his cash. That's what I'm saying.
No doubt, Scott.
But Paul McCartney, what happened to him? Good looking guy when he was younger with the Beatles. Now he looks like an old English grandmother. Doesn't he? He doesn't look like a rocker at all. Hello. It's been horrible for Paul McCartney growing old. But he can still get the tang, John. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But Paul McCartney, when he wrote the song Yesterday, which he originally titled Scrambled Eggs, he discovered that song in a dream. He dreamed about it, and then he woke up and he recorded it. And he, for the longest time, went around asking everybody, you've heard this song, right? Because he thought that he was just replaying some song that he had already heard, even his dream, that he was copying something and he didn't want to plagiarize, right?
Yeah.
And then he went on and recorded the song. Now, my philosophical paper states that was the song... It doesn't state it. It asks. It inquires, John.
And that's how you should write.
Was the song waiting to be discovered? Does yesterday always exist, John? Does it exist already?
Right.
Just waiting to be discovered? Or does somebody have to create it? So where is the creative process and where is the discovery process? You see, John?
Like, yesterday.
For instance, we didn't create Punky. We discovered Punky. We discovered
them. They were
already there. But now, this concept of the song Yesterday, was it already there? And right. It was just siphoned by the great Sir Paul McCartney.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's groundbreaking. Right. But I think it takes an emotional, some sort of emotional, illogical motivation to discover something like that.
I don't think so. I think... No, I agree totally. I changed my mind.
And that's your prerogative.
I think that because here's the difference between evolution that we know from natural selection. There's small steps made over a great period of time. The thing about thought evolution is you will have revolutionary thoughts, John.
Evolutionary psychology.
Revolutionary thoughts like Einstein's E=mc².
Right.
And we all know what that is, right? So... these things that come out of nowhere. For instance, you're not going to have a dolphin that gives birth to a baby that has wings. Evolution is not revolutionary, John, but thought is revolutionary. You see?
Okay.
You see?
Okay, yeah.
See how that works?
Because it just could, out of nowhere.
Right, out of nowhere, you can come up with this idea. And that.
Like Doc Brown and the flux capacitor when he fell and hit his head on the...
Right, no doubt. Now, did Doc Brown, was the flux capacitor always waiting to be discovered? Or was it a creative stroke of genius?
I think it's there.
It's already there.
Mathematically, yeah.
Well, mathematically, everything is there.
And the math is already there.
You just got to wade through the bajillions, right. The Brazilians of shit.
Brazilians.
To get to the specific good idea.
How many is a Brazilian?
Yeah. It's a lot, John.
So it was a great show. And I also stumbled upon a Da Vinci show that was on Modern Marvels.
Some say he was queer, John.
Yeah, I've heard that. He also invented a robotic knight. Did you know that?
I did not.
He invented a robotic knight that could stand and sit and open its visor. Some say that the arms could move, and there was a cable attached to the two arms so that if he, you know, grabbed something, it would draw them together so it could pick it up.
What triggered the robotics, John?
Just a bunch of pulleys and cables and stuff like that.
And on the other end of the pulleys and cables?
I don't know.
Was what?
A bicycle. I don't know.
Powered by...
Gilligan.
So a person. So why not just have the person be there? That's not truly a robot.
I don't know.
It's called a puppet, John.
Well, you still
need a puppet.
They didn't have batteries back then.
I know they didn't have batteries, but it's not a robot if there's a person pulling pulleys and strings and shit.
Well, you could call Modern Marvels.
It's called. I'm going to call him. I'm not going to debate it. I'm going to set him straight.
Okay, you set him straight. Tell him you're writing another thesis.
Yes.
You're groundbreaking. Yes, I have another groundbreaking thesis.
I do have these.
About how fucked up Da Vinci, yes. Actually about your show.
Yes. Yeah. Of course.
Oh, speaking of the Da Vinci Code, we did see that. We'll talk about that in the second part.
Second part, part two, we got a lot to cover with not only the Da Vinci Code, John, but religion in general.
Whoa.
A lot of miscellaneous religious things that all tie together.
Well, I got some comments. I don't know if you want me to read them all.
I don't know. We got a lot of comments, and there's somebody out there that... is just producing these things on a daily basis, maybe twice a day.
I think if you're going to take the time to fabricate these user IDs.
Right, fabricated IDs.
I want to read them.
Okay, so you're on one side of the fence, I'm on the other. You're saying somebody takes time to fabricate is the key word to me.
Yeah.
These user IDs, then I want to read them.
Yeah.
Me, on the other hand, it's a fabricated user ID, so it's... It's one person, in my opinion, making all of these comments, and I think I know who it is.
It's an opinion.
It is an opinion.
Yeah.
Aren't they all opinions? Because the only thing we can be sure of, John, is I think, therefore I am.
Shut up, Descartes. Why don't you do some t-shirts or something, all right?
Oh, speaking of t-shirts, we'll get to that later.
Okay. Well, this one says, you want to be on top? I love leaving comments for you guys, and John's giggle is very funny when he reads them. What happened to the phone call, guys? Calls, guys? Was your break a shake and bake, or did John's ass make you forget again?
I was confused by that comment.
Me too.
Now, did that... Is that... Maybe I'm all wrong. Maybe it's more than one person.
Yeah.
And maybe this person only thinks we have a one-part show. And we talked about playing phone calls, but then you had to listen to the second part to hear the phone calls.
Oh, right, right.
So maybe they're not swift enough.
Well, it was from Just Say the Word.
All right, now I would request one thing, John, as you read comments.
Yeah.
The comment backing track.
Oh, do we have one?
No. Just pick something.
There we go. How's that?
That's outstanding.
Okay. All right. This one is Poopy Doppy Do Da Gay. Poopy is the subject. Poopy Doppy Do Da Gay. I could smell that fart all the way from here in Portland. Damn. Turn the fan on, John. I better get back to listening to MuggleCast so I can work up a good shit. Great show. submitted by Brown Smell.
Brown Smell.
All the way to Portland. This one says, you make me wet. Just hearing Scott's voice makes me all moist and drippy pants. I love a man that smells like a real man. Mmm. From Pink and Moisty. This one. You guys win. I tried to beat you guys at this podcasting thing, but you guys got great chemistry. I'm just fat and nobody likes me anymore. Adam wants to poke me since listening to your show, too. I thought he was married. What the fuck? This is from NLO. Nobody likes onions, you think? No.
No.
No way. It's an imposter. Hey, guys. Great shows you have been putting out. I have been very, very busy at work and stroking off quite a bit. Maybe I'll Skype you sometime. That would be neato. Off Wiener Zane. Sent by Pez. Submitted by Pez.
Pez from the great RBPP show. Right. I can never say that the first time, can I, John?
Really bad.
That's like a tongue twister for me.
Tongue
the
twister.
The RBPC show. Is it Pez, John? Or is it an imposter?
I don't know.
We'll never know.
Sterling Boner. I literally... I literally built a doghouse by pounding nails with my morning wood. I bet you guys can't do that. Love the show. Where's Jason? He's giggly. Submitted by Pounding Nails. Jason?
Jason. Maybe the one with the avatar.
The phone call last week. You guys are still the best. Hey, Johnster Boy and Scottster, I love the show and sorry
I know
I
who that is.
I'll be. Can I finish, please?
That's no fake. That's no phony, John.
I'll be moving in July, so it's packing until then. Don't drink more Old Swill and keep putting out. I love you. I love when you guys put out. Arrowwolf.
No doubt.
Yeah. Okay.
What else you got there, John? Moving right along. What happened?
Nothing. I got something like in my throat. I think I choked on a bug or something at one of the kids' games.
I think it's mayonnaise, John.
Mayonnaise? Yeah. Good show. You motherfuckers are pretty good. You're one of the only shows not picking on black people. Keep it up. I'm going to go stroke my small penis now from AssCast.
How dare them say that we don't pick on black people? You told that Flintstones joke not once, but like three times on this show, John.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for your fucking setup and then bailing on me. Appreciate it. If only you guys had interviewed Arrowwolf first, oh well. Glad he's on our side and yours. Love the show, Eric Tomorrow.
Again, is this really?
Right, because the at could be anywhere.
Right.
If the domain, you could, yeah. Hey, fuckers. I see you are still going good. No thanks to that fucking puppet Arrowwolf. I see his buddies are falling like them flies. So much for helping other shows. Fuck him. Lerv.
That's not the Lerv. Because the Lerv was the Lerv.
The Lerv.
Not Lerv.
Right.
So that's an imposter.
Howdy do, cousins. Eyes likes the ways you... Okay, I got to do it like that. How to do, cousins. Eyes likes the ways you talks. I bet you's got some pretty mouths, too. How about you squeal like a pig for me, Scott? Come on. One little squeal. Yeah, that's it. Make me want to take you to prom. That's from West Virginians.
I don't do requests, John.
Okay. Page 3. Reservoir Tip. I like the dented underwear story. It brings me back to when I was in school and got wood when the wind blowed. I still have my dented gym shorts. Good times, good times. Great show, guys. Keep up the good work. I'm listening from CBT. Submitted by CBT. Here we go. Eggmobile. Yo, John, that Eggmobile you're driving looks like something the Easter Bunny would lay on my front lawn. When will you get a real car? Fucking fairy tales. Great show, turd munchers. Submitted by Nissans Are For Queers. That's got to be an imposter, man.
Gotta be.
I smell something funky. Scott, are you serious that your in-laws do not want your Cro-Magnon ass in their shower, dude? What's up with that, man? You must have some funky showering habits. Great show. I love it. Submitted by Why Doesn't Scott Shower?
Can I answer? Can I retort? Can I respond? It's not the in-laws that don't want me to shower. I don't think they could care one way or the other. It's my lovely wife.
It's a lovely wife.
Who, if I were to shower and maybe shat or whatever, not hang a towel up appropriately, fears the backlash of her parents. Right. Which is ridiculous.
I don't think there'd be a problem.
No.
52 weeks equals 1 year. I think you guys may have forgotten to celebrate your first year birthday. That's especially old for a podcast, so you must be pretty chuffed. From Stefan C.
I'm pretty chuffed, John. Are you?
I'm chuffed.
I'm not almost chuffed. I'm chuffed.
But I don't think it's been a year yet.
We started in May.
Oh, okay. So this might be the 50.
Or did we start in March? I can't remember. We'll have to look at the logs, John.
Well, we've done a couple of two a weeks, haven't we? And then we missed some weeks.
We have that, yes.
I never thought about it.
We started in March or May. I can't remember. We may have started in March. Get that, John? We may have started in March.
Happy birthday, you little boys. Holy shamoli, you guys are 1 year old. I feel so dirty now. Congratulations and cheers to a great year of podcasting. Submitted by Happy Birthday, TTN. And that's it for the comments by...
Fantastic read, John. Hey, did you listen to the latest Kinky Sex Radio?
Yes, I did.
It was an ad hoc Kinky Sex Radio.
Ad hoc Kinky Sex.
And I have not heard our stinger played on Kinky Sex yet. What gives? What gives?
I don't know, man.
I heard two other stingers. I didn't hear ours.
Maybe
but
he doesn't like it.
Professor Tom did say that he's got all new equipment, and when he gets back in July from his juggling gig,
yeah,
that he can have guests in, and he mentioned us.
That's the first
one. The first guest that he would have.
Yeah, I sent him a Skype chat note and said, hey, sorry I didn't call you. I fucked up. I was sick. The dog died. You know, all this stuff.
Right.
And I said, but no doubt we want to do your podcast and all that. We want to do you. And ball gags and all. And he sent back, yeah, hey, no problem. I'll be back in actually June 12th, I think he said, or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I said, I'll be kidless like after that. So my schedule's wide open. Scott, on the other hand, has a family night. And
family nights are Friday
wife
night.
Wife wants to put my balls in the closet night.
I can get out after 9 o'clock on Fridays.
You can only get out after 9 o'clock any day.
Pretty much, yeah. So
what are you saying?
Well,
I don't know.
No, unless I schedule it appropriately, then I can get out. You know, if I get 3 months advance notice with carbon copies submitted to the wife in memo format.
That's right. Go run it by the attorney.
If I get the signatures, the signatories, in an appropriate timeline, then yeah, I can
pass it through the Senate and see if you can get that bill turned into a law. Right. So yeah. My face hurts a lot, man.
Well, John, I got an email. Did you get any emails?
Yeah, I got some emails. I got an email from Way of the Bob.
What did Way of the Bob say? WOTB to you and me, John.
WOTB sent me a stinger for the phone number.
Oh, because we requested a stinger last show.
Yeah. Want to hear it?
I'd love to hear it.
All right, here it is.
This is Kenny Blair's Balls. And when I'm not surfing the internet for hot totty, I like to call Total Talk Nonsense on 847-TTN-GIST. That's 847 88644493. Yes, I'm coming, George.
I don't know what he says at the end. Something about George.
I know what he says. He says, yes, I'm coming. I didn't get the beginning. Whose balls is he?
I don't know. Well,
Teddy Grass?
Teddy Grass.
Hello, this is Teddy Grass Balls. When I'm not certain...
Wait, whose?
Telegraphs?
Hello, this is Teddy Grass Balls.
I don't know. Did he send you a transcript?
Hello, this is Teddy Grass Balls. When I'm not certain...
Tony Bears?
Tony Bears?
Teddy Bears?
Teddy Bears?
This is Teddy Grass Balls. When I'm not certain...
Tony Hearn's Balls?
Tony Hearn's Balls?
Hello, this is Teddy Grass Balls.
I don't know, man.
Whose balls are calling?
And because more importantly, they're at the White House. That's why we want to know.
Tony, what's the other Tony? Tony from Great Britain, the UK, the president.
Tony Blair's Tony balls. Blair. There you have it, John.
See, we're fucking so vain and self-centered here in the United States. Tony Blair's balls. Tony Blair's balls have phoned in. And yeah, we
now
like
that
to-
we know it's Tony Blair's balls, let's hear it again.
Here we go.
Hello, this is Teddy Blair's balls. And when I'm not surfing the internet for hot totty, I like to call Total Talk Nonsense on 847-TTN-GIST. That's 847-886-4493. Yes, I'm coming.
See, it makes the second part much more funny.
It's funny.
Well, it was funny the first time, John. It makes it more funny.
More better.
So Tony Blair's balls surf the internets and look for hot toddy.
Right.
But when they're not doing that.
They're calling 847-TTN-GIZD, 847-TTN-GIZD, the hotline. 847-886-4493. That's our number you can call. Leave a message. If you know what, who used to leave those messages? Ass Plunger.
Ass Plunger, yeah.
You know, I know Eric Tomorrow and those guys, they do a, like, if you're drunk, call in. But if you're at a party, call in and pass the phone around. If you're at a party, just call in with your cell phone and just pass it around and let people just say whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, because we can edit it in post, you know, during the passing phase.
Yeah. Here, no, it's TTN, say something.
Yeah, and especially if you're at a party at somebody else's house,
it's
so it's their phone bill.
Yeah. Give it to, and then use their home phone.
Don't forget to run into the bathroom and give them a... what do they call that, John? Special Ed turned us on to that.
Oh, yeah.
Where you shat in the top of the toilet.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. It's the, I forget what he calls it. You shit in the tank.
Of course not. We don't condone that. I was just kidding, John.
I don't know what the name of it's called.
A top shelf?
Yeah. Top shelf. No doubt.
I got an email, John.
You do?
Actually, we got an email. It was to our TTN account. It's from...
Oh, wait a minute. Before you go on.
Yes.
I just want to say a shout out here to WOTB's mom.
WOTB's mom?
Yeah, Way of the Bob's mom. She is now subscribed through iTunes to our show.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, Way of the Bob's mom, what's up?
Thanks for listening. That's out of sight.
Yeah.
No doubt. Send us an email.
Send us an email. Hey, call us. Give us a call. Leave a voicemail.
I got this email from Ads12. Now, Ads12 was the one who emailed us last week and asked us some podcasting questions,
right,
which we so eloquently provided the answers for, John.
Yeah.
And he just said, hey, John and Scott, thanks for the feedback on those questions. It really helped me on my way. Still loving the show. The first podcast I ever downloaded and would follow you through the gates of hell if there was one. I guess the closest is the door to the Oval Office. Keep rocking. Ads. I got some miscellaneous news,
that's
John.
That's good, man.
It's kind
that's
of a quiz.
Good.
I'm gonna pose this as a quiz for you. Do you have any Mexican themed music, John?
Okay, dickhead, you were sitting in here for like 30 minutes. You did not
like
ask.
A little tequila. Say, or La Cucaracha.
No, you didn't.
Hey, well, you downloaded Cheech and Chong. I saw that.
Oh, yeah, but I didn't put it on.
All right, well, I'm gonna pose this as a quiz, John, to you. This is a story out of Las Vegas.
I got sunburn on my knee.
The name of a new restaurant in Scottsdale is stirring up some trouble. The Las Vegas-based Pink Taco Mexican restaurant is scheduled to open its second location in downtown Scottsdale in June. Now, why are people so upset, John?
I heard all about that while I was there.
Oh, when you were in Arizona, yeah, this was on the news.
My wife's dad was talking all about it.
Was he upset?
No, he's like, who cares? You know what a pink taco is, right?
I didn't know what a pink taco was.
At breakfast, he was asking me, I go, yeah, I know what a pink taco is.
You should have said, is your son?
What?
Yeah, I know what it is, but does your son?
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Oh, that's right. He doesn't care for those.
No.
Nearly half a dozen people in the upscale city recently expressed their objection to the name, claiming it's a derogatory slang term for a portion of the female anatomy. I wonder what portion that is, John.
That'd be the genitalia,
the
Scott.
Genitalia, the vagina? We could say vagina.
The chalice.
Vagina.
It's the chalice, the vessel.
The vessel, yeah.
Right.
The Holy Grail.
The sang real.
I didn't know that. So I learned something when I read this article that pink taco is a derogatory term for the
pussy
female anatomy known as the vagina.
I might be one of the biggest cocks on the planet.
Right. No doubt. No doubt, Scott.
So did you go to the pink taco?
No, it wasn't open yet.
And have a burrito? Oh, they're still getting their shit together.
Yeah, because they got like Long Wong's dong or something, because Beth's dad was going on about, you know, what's a big deal? You know, they have Long Wong's dong, which is a Chinese restaurant here, and or Long Duck Dongs or something. I don't know. They got a bunch of goofy places. The Pink Pony was another one. You know, like
Pink Pony. What's that?
The cock riding the pink pony.
Oh, okay, right.
I don't know. Ride the white pony. If you're gonna ride the white pony.
Well, I got two things we can listen to, John. Celebrity or science news? What would you rather hear?
I don't care.
All right, let's go with celebrity. Give me a backing track.
Celebrity news.
Hilton and Lohan in bar brawl.
What?
Hotel Harris Paris Hilton and actress Lindsay Lohan shock patrons at a Hollywood hotspot Hyde on Friday night by engaging in a furious row. The socialite and her sister Nikki faced off against the Mean Girls star, who they claim interrupted their evening out with friends.
No way.
Paris was having a conversation with a couple of friends. Lindsay approached her table, and at that moment, Paris felt she was being interrupted and didn't wish to speak to Lindsay. A couple of words were exchanged, and Lindsay went back to her table. This makes the news, John. Isn't that great?
Yeah. What the fool cares?
That's what I'm saying.
Ugh.
In other celebrity news, Longoria tops hot list. Desperate Housewives star Eva Longoria, who I had a really hot dream about, has scored the top spot in Maxim's annual Hot 100 list for the second year in a row, John. The list of names, the most successful women in film, TV, music, sports, and fashion, who have, quote, a tremendous amount of buzz surrounding them. Undeniable beauty and a promise of greater things to come.
This is the first time Maxim has bestowed a number one honor back to back, John. Other people on the list, let's see, Lindsay Lohan, number two spot, Angelina Jolie, Stacey Keibler. Who's that, Stacey Keibler?
She's one of the Keibler elves, I believe.
Scarlett Johansson, Cameron Diaz. Cameron Diaz is over, John.
She's done.
Kate Bosworth, Keira Knightley, Christina Milian. The list also includes Longoria's Desperate Housewives co-stars Nicolette Sheridan at number 48. Nicolette Sheridan? She shouldn't even be on the top 100. Come on. Yeah. And Terry Hatcher at 73. Now, John, I would make an argument for Terry Hatcher 2 years ago, but have you seen her lately?
No.
Well, anorexic as all get out.
She looks a little funky.
Yeah, she's thin as... what is with these people? What is going on, John?
I don't know.
Little meat on the bones.
I hate when they get that really skinny, bony arm look in the back. Did you see Jennifer
Aniston?
Their
face like a skull. It looks like a skull.
Jennifer Aniston, the preview for the breakup?
No.
Her back, you could see her spinal cord poking through. And I got to tell you,
that's not hot.
That is the most disgusting thing.
Come on, girls, get your shit together.
You know, I mean, I'm just saying, it's not disgusting from a standpoint if that's, unfortunately, you know, you have some sort of disease that's causing that or whatever. But I'm saying, to get yourself so skinny so that your spinal cord is poking out through your back and looks like a, I don't know, it looks like a, what's that dinosaur? Those blades?
The Stegosaurus, John. The Megasaurus. The Lickalotopus.
The Lickalotopus. Lickalotopus, that's a gay, that's a lesbian dinosaur, isn't it?
Oh, right, right. That's why it's extinct.
Hey, did you know what one lesbian frog said to the other?
I do not.
Oh, it does taste like chicken.
But you say,
you never heard that one?
I don't think these Hollywood people's types are anorexic. I think that there's this pressure on them. For whatever reason, and they see other women, and they get into this competitive. Well, I'm going to look better than her, and this is what keeps their career going. The better they look, the more jobs they're going to get. But to dwindle down to 80 pounds, Jesus Christ!
Yeah.
Why don't we go out there, John and Scott, and we can offer a consulting service for nutritionists for these hot women.
White Castle!
Because we can get them hot again, John. And we can be like sadomasochists when we do it.
I got to tell you, I had some White Castle today on the way home from the kids' baseball game.
Yeah? And?
Yeah. Oh, I love it, man.
I was disappointed because I ran over to White Castle because they're open 24 hours, John.
Yeah.
And I was going to go get some breakfast from White Castle. And I'm following this garbage truck. And I'm like, Jesus, I should have passed this fucking guy. But I'm behind him.
Yeah.
And he decides to turn into White Castle. So I'm like, oh, great. So then I go to turn into White
Christ.
Castle. But he can't make the turn. He's got to back up.
Oh, no.
So now I got to back up back onto River Road. So I'm like, fuck this, man. And I drove away.
Jesus Christ.
Taking my White Castle.
We go to a movie last night. People are driving too slow in front of you. Jesus Christ. I'm like, dude, man, settle down.
Well, it all goes back to, you know what I did? I over the week, I listened to episode 26 for some reason.
Yeah.
Which is almost 6 months ago for us, right?
Yeah.
Coincidentally, 26 is when we discovered Punky in episode 26.
Oh.
So I went back to 26, and I'm listening to this, and I'm like, boy, these two guys, they're upbeat, they're going after it, they're happy, everything's good. And then you listen to us now, and I'm just a fucking asshole, John. I don't know what it is. Is it moving in with the in-laws? I'm totally stressed. Man. I'm totally stressed all the time.
You've been doing this since you finally finalized the plans to build a new house.
Yeah. I just want it to be over. I want to be back in the new house. So I apologize to you fans out there who expect a happy, upbeat show. Because you won't get that here. Because I'm an angry atheist, John.
Angry
atheist. I'm an angry deist.
Jesus
I haven't made up
Christ.
My mind.
I heard that. I was fucking dying. Inside. Because right. I didn't want to upset you anymore by laughing out loud. He's going to choke me. I know it. Because the one time you said, I think it's ever since that one gig we played. Where you said you wanted to smash me in the face. I just wanted to smash you in the face.
Oh, after that? Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
These fucking people. Yeah, I just can't stand it. I can't stand it, John.
All right, buddy, we got to go.
All right, one more.
See, this one is more. Exactly what I was telling you about.
David Blaine, and you're familiar with David Blaine. He was in Underwater.
Blaine. I don't understand that whole stupid-ass scene.
his skin started to fall off, and he didn't break the record.
He looked like one of those. I wanted somebody to, like, put snow in there and shake it up.
Now, I thought that stunt. And that was stupid. I don't understand it.
But all of them are. Hey, I'm on one leg on a pole for 10 hours.
Okay, I can see that. Guinness Book of World Records, whatever. You want to stand up there for how long? I don't care.
But I thought he was a magician.
Right.
I guess the trick is that he gets people to watch him.
That is the trick. The sleight of hand. He gets idiots to fucking spend time on this idiot. So Blaine announced his next stunt. Oh, they call him an illusionist here, John.
Oh.
American illusionist. David Blaine.
You know, I did.
Well, the illusion is that he's cool. That's the illusion.
I learned how to do the levitation bit, and I did it for my kids, and I freaked them out.
Really? You got to teach me that, then.
Yeah, it's real easy.
Who failed to break the world record for holding his breath underwater last week has announced his next stunt. He will be living among wild animals in the jungle, John. African people do this every day. What's the stunt? The 33-year-old was released from New York City Hospital last week after spending 7 days in a spherical aquarium. Blaine needed medical treatment after suffering convulsions and passing out while attempting to hold his breath for 9 minutes. But the magician has already moved on to planning his next stunt, claiming the challenge is more unbelievable than any he has attempted before. He tells the New York Post, I'm planning to live harmoniously among wild beasts, and I'd like to do it alone in the jungle. Okay, so that means there's not going to be any cameras there. So how are they going to make this into a spectacle event, John? I don't understand.
I don't know.
There goes David Blaine. He's walking into the jungle.
He's walking into the jungle.
We're going to check back in 30 days and watch him walk out of the jungle. So what? Who cares?
He's all torn up.
It's ridiculous, John. I want to see David Blaine go to Iraq and live in Baghdad.
There you go.
For 30 days.
That's a trick.
Let's see that one. Let's see that illusion.
That'd be true.
Stupid ass. All right, then, John. Yeah. I'm ready. We can take it out of part one and go into part two.
All right, we'll be right back.
Because we have three parts, John.
Yeah, we have three of them. All right.
And don't forget to visit. Don't forget to visit our website. www.TotalTalkNonsense.com.
The W.
All right, then, John.
All right. Can I do it now?
Yes.
Right now. Now.
Give it a try.
Right now. Okay. Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.